flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, the word embarrassment is defined as a feeling of shame or self-consciousness that can occur when someone is in an awkward or humiliating situation. Thing is, you don't need to define it to understand it. We've all been there, but some situations are far more embarrassing than others. Recently, OnlyFans model Bonnie Blue set out to break a world record by having sex with 1,057 men in 12 hours. Now, one of the volunteers, more or less, was a 19-year-old man. Now, we don't know if he ever got to have sex with Bonnie Blue, but we do know that his mother showed up and demanded that he leave in front of about 1,000 other people. And eventually, he emerged, per his mother's instructions, put on his coat, and left. All we can say is, damn, bro. Meanwhile, on an 11-hour flight from San Francisco to Fiji, a violent and racist woman had to be restrained and have her mouth duct tape shut after she went on a, well, racist and violent tirade for the best reason of all lately, which is no reason at all. Now, sure, that's embarrassing for humanity as a whole, but even her husband requested to be seated elsewhere when she started getting crazy. That's got to be humiliating. But remember, it could always be worse. You could be the Florida woman who caught her husband cheating on her on their home security cameras. Worse, he was cheating on her with the family's chihuahua. Now, that's bad, but I can't think of anything, I mean anything, more embarrassing than the woman who had to explain to her two children that daddy left them for another woman. And that woman was a Shetland pony. We'll share that story with you coming up.
What?
A Shetland pony, that is correct, left his family for a Shetland pony. And like I said, we'll share that story coming up. But first, we want to hear your stories of embarrassment, whether it's for you or for someone else. I mean, look, sometimes it's not you. It could be a complete stranger. You just see them in a situation and somehow you still feel embarrassed, even though it's not you. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is when were you either embarrassed for yourself or somebody else?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom@kisw.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
All the shows away we go. Welcome to season 20, episode number 4248. What a large and a charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. We give it a second shot today, Ted.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I lost.
Yeah, short city Shelley. She got you last time with Chuck Futt, TT Buck involved. And you had it up until the third try.
Yep. I was rolling.
Well, that was great because it gave Steve and I a chance to kind of go to bed early last night.
One of the few times we knew in advance.
Yeah, so we started doing meth yesterday on the air about 4. That way it would wear off around 11.
And it worked.
Yeah, it really did.
It really did, man.
It was much easier to go to sleep. And
you back-timed it out.
We just got an earlier start than we normally do.
Just do the math, bro.
You know, we didn't have to be up late being creative. So, take two on Ted versus the FCC. That's coming up at 4:38 on the program. What else do we have for you today? A chance to win $5,000 a day. This is easy if you have the Odyssey app. Just listen to the show for 1 hour or at Odyssey.com. Make sure you log in. That way they know you're there. Your chance to win $5K a day. Do we know, have we had a winner? Have we had a winner on The Rock yet?
Not that I've heard from The Rock.
Okay. All right. We got to get one of those so someone can have $5,000. And then when you win that money, we will meet you out at your favorite place, your favorite watering hole, and you can buy us as many drinks as you want with that $5,000.
Yeah, just pick up the tab, dude. Done and done.
I will only eat one appetizer. So I'll be generous on the food. I'll have a few more drinks than you probably could imagine. But either way, it's going to be
so
a great time.
We each get unlimited drinks, one app.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
I mean, if they win, look, we told you how to do this.
You know what? You're right.
You listened to our show for 1 hour.
We gave you the treasure map, essentially.
Would you rather not have that money and not take us out? Or would you rather have that money and then take us out for drinks?
It's like the lottery ticket, right? Exactly. I might take a lottery ticket for your birthday. You win $1 million. I want a little kickback.
Absolutely.
Are we agreeing to share the appetizers?
Well, I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah. Well, what are you getting?
Well, if all four of us get one, we could get four different things, and I'll enjoy a little bit of both.
But I don't know if I want what you want, so I'm just saying the menu's in front. Let's just go standard appetizers, like what you go to. Because I know you're going to dig
into
mine.
Are you going to get, like, Southwestern egg rolls or some crap? I don't want any of that.
All right. I'm not going to get into it, but we're not going to start crapping on Southwestern egg rolls.
If you can find them.
Right.
That's the hard part. Yes. 5K a day. Just listen on the Odyssey app. If you win, you're listening to this radio program. Yes, in fact, we will meet you out.
Yes.
And join you for beers. And thank you for picking up the tab.
In advance.
Like, look, man, you still got $4,000-some left over.
So we're going at least $1,000. Just know that.
Yeah, we'll go someplace nice.
Your tab's at least a grand.
Your appetizer is the Seafood Tower. That is correct.
Because
there's
we can share.
There's six of us. You know what I'm saying? So let's throw down. Why not? You know?
I agree, ma'am.
Three towers of delicious food, right?
I will pay for your parking. You valet your car, I will pick up the tab on that.
Man,
I think that's fair.
This is a deal we got going on. Oh, what else do we have for you today? We will drink and toast the weekend with a shot of the day, and it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. Okay, today on Bad Choice Friday, this is kind of a weird one. Monday, this past Monday, was, I believe, the saddest day of the year.
Yes.
I don't know what the metrics are on that. I don't know if it's because the days are still short. It's cold outside. You can't do much.
My understanding.
It's a Monday on top of all that.
My understanding is that it is based on the fact the holidays have passed, right? So that holiday adrenaline goes. You're probably back at work.
But it's the same day every year, right? It's the same
second. I think so. And you're about as broke as you're going to be. You're still paying off crap. So this, and it's winter, right? So this, you put all this stuff together, and apparently that adds up that on that day, and it's a Monday.
And the other thing is, it's far enough into January where even if you extend it, like your holiday break, especially for like Europe and stuff, like basically like this month, like everybody's back.
You're back at work. You've already given up on your New Year's resolution.
Yeah. Well, it's cold here, considering, but
I'm just being honest.
I mean, like, let's look at the positive. Now, it's cold here in Seattle, but for the time being, it's been sunny the last few days.
Yeah, I'll take it. It's called winter.
We are not nearly close to being the cold spot in this country right now. Matter of fact, we're doing better than most people in the South.
For sure.
It's
in many ways.
Right. So it is also a positive Friday, and we like to keep Bad Choice Friday on a kind of an upbeat note, you know.
But we still have to address that, I mean, just the worst day of your freaking life, or as bad as it's going to be this year, even if you don't know it happened Monday.
So we have songs today that are happy, at least are happy sounding.
Sound happy.
But if you listen to the lyrics, they're abominable. So that's kind of what we're doing today on a Bad Choice Friday. And we feature the one and only Barry Manilow.
At the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana.
I mean, I never knew this was a sad song until earlier this week.
Well, it's a story about a young girl named Lola.
I got that part.
And she was a showgirl.
Yeah.
And she loved to get out there on the floor and dance. And do the cha-cha and all that stuff.
The cha-cha.
Right.
You are so hip.
No, I'm serious. She would merengue and do the cha-cha.
Okay.
Yeah. Tony always tended a bar across that crowded floor. They worked from 8 until 4. So they fell in love at the Copacabana. But then years go by, I think Tony must have moved on.
Oh.
All right. And she was hit on by a guy named Rico. And then Tony and Rico got into a fight at the bars. They start throwing fists. Because they're both interested in Lola, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, then it gets a little bit... Tony sailed across the bar, so he basically got his ass beat. Blood, and then he gets shot. So Tony's not around anymore because Rico shot him and killed him, all right? That's verse number two. Then, after that, we find out that... we go forward in time. It's 30 years into the future. Lola's still hanging out at the bar.
Jeez, man.
That was 30 years ago when they used to have a show. But now that bar's a disco. But it's not for Lola. She's still wearing that old dress with faded feathers now in her hair. She has lost her youth.
And will sleep with any man that talks to her.
She lost her Tony, and now she's lost her mind.
You also left out, she sits there so refined and drinks herself half blind.
She does. And they say at the Copa, don't fall in love.
Are you picturing the same person I am from the watering hole?
Jesus.
No, I mean, listen, man, it's just this kind of thing. I don't want to describe it too well, but...
Jesus. Jesus.
You go into the water, it could be day, it could be night.
Yeah. Right?
And she is there, and she's very nice, but I also get the feeling that... Say the bar is 100 years old. I just feel like she's been there the whole time. Like, if you were to sell the bar, you have to sell her with it. Oh, when it comes to this lady, mm-hmm. as a guarantee. I'll try to describe it to you off air.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I could ask you two questions, but the problem is the two people I'm thinking of, one of them I really like, so I don't want to offend her.
Not the other. But the other one. I know exactly who you're thinking. Not her. The other one.
Turn it up a little bit, Mike. This is still happening.
How bad is that?
I mean, how can you be upset for Lola? She's out there dancing.
Well, hey, listen. At the end of the day, I think the point of the song is like, look, just don't fall in love with the club.
Well, she did fall in love with Tony, but there was a bar fight.
You can't control where you fall in love.
Rico shot Tony. So what does she have to do with that? Nothing. They just got into a scuffle.
But you said that Tony had moved on, so did Tony and Rico even get... Well, if Tony's moved on, I go like, yeah.
They were kind of together, but Rico started hitting on Lola at the bar, and then Tony comes over and goes, hey... What are you doing with my girl?
But you said Tony moved on.
No, Rico shot him.
I mean, but if I'm Tony, listen.
He moved on because he was dead.
No, you said before that Tony had kind of moved on.
I was trying to set it up and not tell you he died right away.
Oh, I say cliffhanger.
Yeah, exactly.
M. Night Shyamalan ding dong.
He gets shot by Rico. So now Lola's boyfriend, Tony, who runs the bar and is the bartender, is now dead and bleeding on the floor.
All right? I don't think he says bleeding on the floor.
Yes, they do. There was blood in a single gunshot.
Jesus, Barry!
Yes, this is what we're trying to tell you,
yeah,
man.
Punches flew, chairs were smashed in two.
Why are you so happy about this, Barry?
Isn't it?
Don't fall in love at the club.
Right.
Good simple rule. Can't turn a hoe into a housewife.
Wow. Hang on, Ted. That's what happened at the Copacabana.
Little respect for Lola, bro.
I think she just liked to dance and have a good time in that old dress she used to wear when she used to be a showgirl. A lot of people, you know, it's like a female Uncle Rico. You know what I mean? They just can't let it go, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You young studs.
Barry Manilow and Copacabana. You see, we're going happy and sad on a Bad Choice Friday. Taking on Rupert Holmes. If you like pina coladas,
getting caught in the rain. I don't like either of those things.
I like a pina colada.
I mean, like on vacation. Let me, because it's somewhere hot. I'm outside. I'm not wearing a shirt. There are palm trees. There's hot chicks all around me. Then, like, sure, man, bring me a pina colada. Whatever you got.
This is a bouncy little number there. People like this, too.
Sure. Again, sounds upbeat to me.
Yeah. If you're at a beach bar in Florida, probably going to hear this.
You will hear this.
Mm-hmm. Along with Mustang Sally from the All White Blues Band playing on the back deck.
All of them obese.
That's exactly, with Hawaiian shirts on.
Yes.
What? Yeah. Ooh, an improv jam.
Oh, shocking.
Whoa. Can't believe it was only a $5 cover.
All of them have Panama hats.
Jesus. And there's a Jack Daniels special and Bud Light Limes in a tub for $2.50.
That never happens.
And they're all on their child support.
They have Bud Light Limes and bottles. Get out of here.
They're not scared to wear socks with their sandals.
Where am I? Oh, yeah. I'm in Florida.
Well, like that air compression you have on the leg. Mm-hmm. It's a good look for you.
It really is. Is that oxygen helping you breathe? Or you just carry that tank around?
I told you not to smoke hundreds. You need to go to a beach club on the East Coast, Mike. Really, it is.
Oh, I think his name was DJ Batman.
It's a bad tattoo convention. It's almost just like, hey, man, you get a bad tattoo, you get free drinks. Just come into this bar. People just start pulling up their sleeves like, oh,
hey, you're in.
You're good all night, man, on that one.
Is that tribal on the bicep?
Oh, nice.
No cover, bro.
How old were you?
Does your wife have a tramp stamp? Dinner's on us.
Yeah. Can you hang that barbed wire on your arm over the fence so people won't want to break in there? Okay. So, escape the pina colada song. We have a story here about a couple that have been together for a long time. And I'm pretty sure that they are they're married. But he starts out the song, I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording on a favorite song.
He just gets right to it.
Oh, yeah. So he's laying in bed with her.
You know why? Because his therapist said, look, write a song about it.
Okay.
Right. I just, couples grow apart using the term worn out.
He's worn out.
Damn.
All right. So he's laying there in bed. She's already asleep.
All right.
He picks up the paper. He starts to read it in bed. So he starts to read the personal columns in the newspaper. And there's a personal column in there looking for a man.
But see, the good news, no search history.
And here is here's what was posted in the paper. It says, if you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain, if you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain, if you like making love at midnight in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you're looking for. Write to me and let's escape.
I like to have sex outside at night.
Yeah. He says, I don't even.
That's essentially what I'm getting at.
Okay, so
I don't like indoor sex.
Yeah, I read this and I'm thinking, I don't really think about my lady that way. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady had fallen into the same dull routine.
Oh.
Okay? So, this guy decides to write the person in the personal item back, all right? So, he wrote to the paper and he took out his own personal ad. And he says, although I'm not really a poet, it was not that bad. It says, yes, I like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. And I'm not much into health food, but I am into champagne. I've got to meet you by tomorrow at noon.
I'm big and drunk, mama.
Let's cut through all this red tape. There's a bar called O'Malley's where we'll plan our escape. So guess what? He goes to the bar. He gets in touch with this woman. She gets back in touch with him. They are going to meet at O'Malley's. And he says, so I waited with high hopes. And she walked in the place. I knew her smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my lovely old lady. And she said, oh, it's you. Then we laughed for a moment. And I said, I never knew that you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain.
They laughed.
So the person,
that's how you know the story.
The person, put the personal ad in the paper was, in fact, his girlfriend.
So they wanted to cheat on each other.
They wanted to cheat on each other.
But they ended up cheating on each other with each other.
With each other. So they get back together, and they realize that they do like pina coladas and getting caught right. So the story has a little bit of a happy ending.
They had a good, stable life.
They did what shot Tony.
They did what they were supposed to be doing, and now they're committed to getting drunk and effing outside.
Yeah,
that is essentially the story. You know, baby, we've been responsible for too long.
He told her. He said, I've known you forever. I did not know you liked making love in the dunes. And
on the Cape.
Yeah, and drinking.
She's like, I've always loved it, just not with you.
And he knows you're not into yoga. That you do have half a brain. But either way, there you go.
They're making love on the Cape. They should have gone to Smith Family Beer Garden.
That's popcorn.
That's where Ted pops in. Try our popcorn.
So your choices on a Bad Choice Friday. If you follow us on Twitter, Men's Room Live, you can vote now. Will it be Barry Manilow and Copacabana or Rupert Holmes escape the Pina Colada song? Vote now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
So either you got embarrassed today or you kind of felt bad for someone else because of their embarrassing moment. This is an interesting one. A concerned mother made headlines when she forcibly removed her 19-year-old son from an event hosted by OnlyFans creator Bonnie Blue. The event, which claimed to set a new world record, featured Blue attempting to sleep with over 1,000 men in just 12 hours. Now the drama unfolds as the mom, she hears about her son's participation.
How did she hear about his participation? It's not like, hey, mom, trying to help her break a world record.
I'll tell you how, because he told one of his buddies, and his buddy told his mom, hey, man, guess what?
That's how it slipped up?
Oh, yeah. And then she, of course, called her mom, like, I cannot believe he's doing this. And she went, he's doing what? The drama unfolded when the mom rushed to the venue and searched frantically among the crowd. She was heard demanding the return of her son. Now, her agitation was clear as she threatened to call the police if he did not appear immediately. Now, there is video, and it captured the confrontation. It's gone viral, and it's sparked some discussion. Bonnie Blue is known for her bold and controversial stunts, proudly sharing details of her marathon event on social media. She described the ordeal as a heavy day in the bedroom, and she joked about the stamina required for such a feat. I don't need a wheelchair. I'm fine. Her post did thank all the participants, including...
Brought to you by Arby's.
Yeah, the barely legal, barely breathing, and the husbands that were involved. As the young men eventually emerged, following his mother's stern instructions to put his coat on and leave, so he came out. The crowd witnessed a rare spectacle of parental intervention in an age where they say digital fame and risky behavior often collide.
But the kid's old enough to participate.
He's 19. 19 years old.
He's an adult.
Old, right. Mm.
But his mom showed up anyway.
Right. That doesn't make... You could be 30. The point is, once your mom shows up, it...
She found his coat. She found his coat and stuff. We don't know if he actually had participated in said
event. Yeah, we don't know.
Before he was escorted out of the premises.
I would have told my mom to leave.
By his mother.
Yeah, I'm sure you would have. I just don't think it reduces the humiliation.
No, not on the same tip. But
I would ask my mom to leave, but once she showed up and everyone knows it's my mom, even if I get her to leave, I think I would leave after her.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it would just be awkward to be there with 1,000 dudes looking at you like, seriously, man, your mom came to this event. Like, I couldn't deal with it.
No. I had a first girlfriend talking to my dad on the phone. He's trying to be cool. He's like, hey, man, you and your girl, you know what I mean? I was like, oh, yeah, man, absolutely. So what does he do? He calls my mother. Mm-hmm. With that, hey, you need to have that talk with your son about, you know, strapping it on. Well, he never had that talk with me.
Right.
He just wanted to call my mom. So he calls my mom, has this discussion. What does my mom do? She calls my girlfriend's mom.
Of course she does.
Now, you want to talk about feeling embarrassed anytime that I was around.
Is that embarrassed or awkward? Because embarrassed,
I was embarrassed.
I'm getting laid, it's awkward because you know I'm getting laid with your daughter.
Okay, first of all, my girlfriend at the time, I was embarrassed because I had put her in this situation too.
That is embarrassing, yes.
Okay, and she was the one that was having sex with me.
Right.
Which you, as
That's
you know,
stupid.
As you know, you never want to cut that off, right?
No. If this is the well that has the water, yes. Don't mess with the well.
And by the way, we were very careful, as a matter of fact. We used protection. Her mom, after that, did take her to a clinic, and she was put on, I think she was actually on birth control before that, even before she was, because of her menstrual cycle.
I would say a lot of people do that for the menstrual cycle, not because they take their kids having sex.
Cramps were bad and everything else, and that kind of relieved a lot of that, you know, crap she was going through. So even before she was sexually active, she was, but we still use condoms. We still, I mean, we did everything to make sure that we were careful. But that didn't change the fact of she did not want to come over to my house anymore because she knew that my mom and my stepfather knew that we were having sex.
Yeah.
And any time that we would come over and go out, which was only like once a week because we're, you know, we're teenagers, we only saw each other really on the weekends. You know, you go to school Monday through Friday.
Sure.
You have extracurricular activities. You got to do your homework. You go back. You eat dinner with your parents. Maybe you go out on a Friday night, Saturday night. But you look, when you're living at home, there's no way you don't go over to someone's house and knock on their door. You just don't wait in the driveway. That just wasn't the standard. And because I was friends with her family. Her brothers and I were friends. Like,
how did her brothers feel?
I don't know if they found out.
Okay.
I don't know if it...
You already know how dads... And dads, on some level, doesn't matter. Like, even when my wife and I told her side of the family, hey, she's pregnant, right? It's going to be the first grandkid they have from us. There's still some level where I'm saying, I know you knew this, but now we have confirmation. I'm effing your daughter, right? I mean, it's just how you feel. And there was nothing awkward. There's nothing weird. But inevitably... That's what I'm doing. My wife is telling you I'm pregnant. Because as a dude, I'm not pregnant. Yeah. I'm responsible for her being pregnant. So father-in-law, you do the math, picture what you want, but that's been happening.
Yeah. I think there's just got to be a mental block on that. Not that mental block. I went out and met my my daughter's boyfriend for the first time a couple weeks ago. Went to dinner with him. I knew damn well they were having sex.
Well, that's why she says this is my boyfriend.
Exactly.
You have to accept that. She's old enough now.
If I am
at
dinner, of course they're having sex.
So what did you think of this guy?
I thought he was a great guy.
Really?
Yeah.
He's probably like, whew.
At that point in time, I'm just like, man, I know my daughter. She's a great kid. So
she is.
She would only date someone.
It's not about your daughter.
Who's a good person.
It's about the dude.
I know
that. Now, do you think she coached him at all before he met? Like, hey, don't bring this up or just know he's going to say this.
I don't think so.
You don't think so, or you just don't know?
I don't think there's any way
she had to say something. I don't care who you are. It's not just you specifically, but like, look, this is the way my mom is, this is the way my dad is, just, or, you know, if there's some inside joke they have, like, hey, whatever you do, don't there make was, that joke with
me. I will say this, I don't get nervous a lot. I do when it comes to things like heights.
Sure, sure.
I went ziplining a few weeks ago, man, and I was still like, oh, God. But I kind of felt that way going to dinner that night. You know what I mean?
You did.
I did. I was nervous. I'm just being honest. I don't know what the deal was. I don't know why. I had no reason to be. But I was just like, oh, man, I hope I don't F this up.
Well,
it wasn't on like me worried about him. It was just, you know, his impression of me. I'm like, man, I hope I don't blow this far.
But you got nothing to lose.
I know I don't. I
mean, like, you're the, like, look, but even if I suck.
Like, your dad sucks.
I'm still the dad.
You know what I mean?
Well,
I don't want to
I'm stuck with
have
him.
That, you know, impression of me. So I was just putting the pressure on myself a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to suck.
But... don't cuss as much as you normally do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the things that, like, don't.
You're doing what he should have done.
So basically what your wife would tell you, don't be you.
Yeah. Hey, you can meet my coworkers. Don't act like yourself.
Yeah, please.
No, they're like, why did you marry me?
This is before every Christmas party. Just look, listen. These people, they're not like you. What does that mean? They're not like
you. They don't cuss, they don't drink, and they don't laugh.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you're going to meet my bosses and superiors and stuff. You need to be on your best. Next thing you know, me and our boss are in the corner just absolutely sneaking shots and laughing and telling
jokes. Yeah, like I smoked a joint with your boss in the parking lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, I haven't got one of those speeches in years, but I definitely have gotten one before.
Yes, I know you've had them, though.
Yeah. Everyone
yeah.
has.
I mean, but same thing. Generally, it'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be like, yeah, then it'd be like, did you have to be the star of the party?
Like, I wasn't.
Oh, my God.
I had fun with these people.
You told me to have fun, have a good time, be loose, don't make them uncomfortable. Well, I did not. And that's why all of us were outside doing whatever. Because they actually enjoyed my company, which is what I thought you were going for when you gave me the dressing down about not being myself.
I will say on the opposite. Different girl. She was completely in her right on this one.
Uh-oh.
Wake up, right? Like, I'm on the couch. She's in her room. Obviously not a great night. And then, you know, how you feeling? I said, I feel all right. Like, do you remember the ride home? And I was I never spilt that chili dog. She goes, you didn't. And she goes, what about the party? I said, I had a blast. She goes, I know. You did a shot of tequila out of my cousin's breast.
Oh.
Whoa.
I was oh, man.
Yeah, you got to get permission before that.
See, Miles, that's
the issue.
She's like, here's the photo. And I go, well, the cousin asked. She goes, I know my cousin asked. Yeah. To this day, I don't think it was okay.
We're on Bourbon Street, and wife is there, and Steve was there, too. And a woman had the test tubes, and she's like, you know, do you want a shot? I'm like, can I get a shot between her breasts? She's like, yeah, go ahead. I'm like, ah, game on.
Yes, now I want a shot.
I mean, I was in there faster than she could say yes. She was like, yeah, before, not even the yes.
Although there is an embarrassing moment with that same bar, there was a woman in there who had just a fantastic ass, right? We're not going to sugarcoat it. That's the situation. Picture worthy. But again, Miles is there with his wife. I'm not. So he slips me the phone, and we're going to take a picture.
Sneakily.
Of this remarkable ass. It's not like we're saying, hey, man, can we take a picture of your butt? Not that at all. We're being creepy. No. We're going to snap this picture. No, the bar, it's just dive bar dark. Because it's daytime outside. They got windows, but it's... I'm not thinking that maybe it's a little darker than the camera would like it to be.
But the camera's also on automatic flash.
Which I did not know when you handed me the camera. So, you know, it's just people in a bar doing what people in a bar are doing. And I snapped this picture. And it goes, poof.
It sounded like a mini bomb going off. It was my camera.
So everyone rips their head around. And you're like, where did that come from? And just where I had the camera in my hand, because I'm doing it underhand. You know, I'm not like... It was so obvious.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm like, you had it on flash? I didn't know.
When were you either embarrassed for yourself or for someone else? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Zach. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
All right, so, Thrill, I'm a little sad that you weren't at Terrence Shindig in Everett. I had something for you, but I ended up giving it to Taryn as a present. The whole thing instead.
Can I ask a question? When people bring weed to functions, why does it always end
it
up in Thrills?
Miles.
It wasn't weed, Miles.
All right.
Yeah, I was there.
I'm just seemingly... It just
it
seems
was mushrooms.
Like... Oh, all right.
I was going to say, I know there's, if you said it's not weed and it's for me, it's shrooms. Okay. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
I know exactly.
Well, bring me weed then.
Well, yeah, I grew up though, and I was proud of it. But anyways, when was I embarrassed? Oh, yeah. So, man, me and my wife have been going to... your guys' live day and all your guys' events for years now. So this must have been 4 years ago. This is 5 years ago at live day.
Okay.
I got asked on Big Dummy. I got asked where is our nation's capital located? And I was working at the small shop in Arlington, and every day these guys listen to KISW, like, literally, like, just like I do. And anyways, I entered the Dominican Republic.
Oh,
and
Jesus Christ, bro. That was your answer?
When I came back to work that Monday, there was this big, bright yellow paper said, where's our nation's capital located?
Good.
Dominican Republic. Yeah. And, yeah.
Punta Cana. God. Zach, I'm going to give you credit. I'm going to give you credit for calling to remind us of that, because I don't know... That I would bring the, I mean, look, man, first of all, just not knowing the answer, that's bad. You know what I mean? But the question was, where is the capital of the United States located?
Mm-hmm.
And my man went, Dominican Republic.
I'm embarrassed now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember that, and I'm glad I don't. I cannot believe he called to remind us that that was his answer to that question.
When were you either embarrassed for yourself or for someone else? 206-803-ROCK.
All right, Mike, we're going to find out if it's on us or the callers. Hello, Wes. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
You go, girl.
Yeah.
I do declare.
All right. I do declare. So I was living in Tacoma, and I had like three, well, I had two roommates, and I had a dude who slept on the couch.
That is always how it works. You have a certain number of roommates plus one, and that plus one lives there as long as you do.
Also doesn't pay any rent.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, and his name was Mike. No hate to Mike. Love Mike. Anyway.
Just had to call him out on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, different Mike. Anyway, so one night, it was, I think it was Halloween. I got home. I was super tired. They were like, hey, we're going to the Swiss in Tacoma. I'm like, have fun. I'm just going to drink some beer, watch a Halloween movie, go to bed. And I wake up in the morning. And I look out, I go down the hallway because I got to do some laundry, and I look around, and there's all three of them, and they all have girls. And I'm like, okay, so this is what I'm going to do. I was like, I got to do laundry. I'm going to make them think I don't have any clean clothes. So I, you know, the morning boys, you know what happens in the morning.
Yes, we do.
Yep. So I put a sock over that, and I had nothing else on, just a sock over it. And I take all my laundry, and I start dumping it into the laundry because the hallway looks right into the living room in the apartment. And I look at them, and I go, hey, guys, just doing laundry. And all these girls are like, oh. And my boys are like, dude, what are you doing? And I'm like, I'm doing laundry. What are you talking about? I'm just doing laundry. I had to cover something up. So what do you want?
They covered up the illegal part.
Yeah. And then I said, you go, girl.
Yeah. Then I took the sock off and dropped it in last.
This is dirty too. Sorry, guys.
Exactly. I'm just not washing one sock. I'm doing that.
You ever put a sock under D?
Not to my memory. No, I don't think so. I might have one
time.
Not
just for the fun of it. I definitely have. I mean, not like recently, but I remember being in my 20s, like, to his point, like, yeah, the morning erection, it's there.
Maybe when the Chili Peppers did it for the first time.
Right.
I did it.
Like, why not?
I might have been 20.
It's not very exciting. Yeah, like, it's just worth doing.
Mother's Milk era, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Somewhere it's kind of like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a sock in my junk.
When were you either embarrassed for yourself or somebody else? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Ready?
Hola.
Hey, Thrill, you've only put a sock on your D because you're black, dude. Miles hasn't because he's white.
That's I didn't say what size. I could have put an anklet on there. Yeah.
I got a little tennis footy with a little ball on the back.
That was a no-show sock.
Fuzzy ball, yeah.
I had those 1970s NBA full stretch socks.
Mm-hmm.
And it fell off.
Yeah, with the
three stripes.
With the stripes, yeah.
Hey, honey, can I get a thigh high? Feeling good this morning.
Right. I'm a sock.
Guys, I was in eighth grade, and I was playing midgets football, and we were actually the Trojans, which I'm an SC fan because I'm from California.
Why did they name their team after the side that lost?
Yeah, I
don't know. It's just the Trojans versus the Spartans, and the Spartans
won. My Raiders head coach, so right on.
Oh, nice. Yeah, saw that.
Yeah. Sorry about your Ravens, man. I was rooting for
you. Yeah, I was too.
It didn't work.
I think they had the best chance of beating Kansas City. Otherwise, we're going to see Kansas City in the Super Bowl again.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I don't know about that. I'm telling you, man. I think it's going to be Commanders and Bills.
Yeah, I don't know. But so I'm running, man, for the Trojans. I'm in eighth grade, and we're doing the 40-yard dash, and I'm 6'6", but then I was like about 160 pounds. So they didn't have pants that fit me right, you know, because they didn't have tall pants that weren't for a fat dude. And so I'm running the 40-yard dash. The cheerleaders there, they're all older than us, you know. They were like, you know, the ninth, 10th grade cheerleaders. And I'm sprinting the 40-yard dash. There goes the pants. Drop down to about my knees, you know. And I had to, like, sit there basically and hold them at my knees and finish the 40-yard dash. And everybody's laughing their butts off. The team, the cheerleaders. Yeah, it was terrible.
All right, look, two things. One, be glad they didn't hit your ankles and you actually fell over. Because that's as bad as it can get. But with that in mind, what was your time as a result of you holding your pants around your knees?
Dude, I actually ran pretty fast in the fives. For a white guy, that's pretty good.
Hey, man, so your pants down.
Yeah, I mean, you should. You, well, being that young, you haven't really got your full stride on yet.
Right.
You should be able to, your ideal time to run a 40 is between the ages of, say, 17 years old and 22 years old.
Yeah.
Not when you're 14, 13, and playing.
Or over 25.
8 years old.
I don't want to brag, but I ran a 6'8 once.
Oh. Yeah. It was always a tough one for me. That pull-ups, there's a number of things. I'm like, no, not today.
Yeah, I swear, they were like, run it again. And I was like, all right. And I was like, I don't play.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Even you watch the NFL level, there is an interception deep in the other territory. They give chase for about 15 yards.
Yeah.
But, like, hey, man, I got a zone that I will chase them after that. Like, it's on to you guys.
Right, like, I'm not playing kickoff coverage.
When were you either embarrassed for yourself or for someone else? 206-803-ROCK.